Election College, episode number 295, FDR, part 4.
Let's throw a political party. Face it, the political scene sucks, but did it always? It's time for Election College, and class is in session. Now, your hosts, Jason Goff and Ben Smith.
Jason, in the last episode, I teased a little bit at the end there that we might see another run from FDR. And there's also 4 episodes to the FDR saga, so I guess you probably could have imagined he was probably going to be running for at least a third term.
It's like
maybe even a fourth or a fifth, who knows?
Yeah, it's like 4 is the magic number, or 3 in this case, but we'll get into 4.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh man, foreshadowing.
There should be some, like, I should put some scary music here.
You probably should.
Yeah, Ben, when you're editing, if you're not too lazy, put in some scary music here. And if you are too lazy, just cut this part out. And if you don't do either one, people will hear it and laugh. Okay, we're good. Roosevelt is at the end of his second term, and he's thinking about running for a third term. Of course, George Washington kind of set the precedent, the idea that not run for more than 2 terms. And it's never really prescribed anywhere yet, but it's kind of just tradition. And FDR says, you know what? I'm not going to say whether or not I'm going to run, because I don't want anybody else seeking the nomination yet, because I don't want them to know whether or not I'm going to run.
Crazy guy.
And yeah, at the time, Germany is just like running rampant through Europe at the time. And Roosevelt's like, well, I have the experience. Things are going haywire. I probably should run.
Yeah, it's really interesting because on the domestic front, Wendell Willkie, we talked about him before. Mm-hmm. We did an episode about him. Go back and listen. He's like, hey, New Deal. That wasn't too bad. But on the whole international front, I think he's going to drive us into war. So vote Willkie. Yeehaw.
You think he said yeehaw? It was on his signs and stuff?
If it was, he would have won the election.
That's probably true. Well, at the 1940 Democratic Convention, Roosevelt basically didn't have any competition. I mean, he did have competition. He had one guy by the name of Farley. He lost. He had another guy. You might recognize him as Vice President Garner. And of course, we'll do an episode about him later. But yeah, his vice president decides to run against him in the primary. And he just kind of turns against Roosevelt during that second term. And Roosevelt's like, well, I mean, needless to say, man, you're not going to be my vice president again. So he goes and gets the Secretary of Agriculture named Henry Wallace. And he was very supportive of the New Deal. And he was very popular in the farm states, which is good considering he was the Secretary of Agriculture. And people were pretty okay with it, but not everybody. There were some that felt that he was too liberal. They were too conservative and he was too liberal, that he was too radical and eccentric, and that he would probably make Roosevelt lose.
Did we do an episode on him?
No, I don't think so.
Oh man, I can't wait for that episode. That's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. So anyway, long story short, the race is basically tied.
Yeah. Unless you are a proponent of the Electoral College.
Dun, dun, dun.